3 years ago today, March 10th, 2000, the Nasdaq went above 5,000. Today, it closed below 1,300. Commentator Robin Farzad hopes it won't take another 3 years for it to rebound.
Man, I miss the bubble. Jack Grubman. Arrogant 20-something millionaires. The cult of CNBC. Yeah, fine. Good riddance to them all. But I still miss the bubble. How can you not? We're in our 3rd straight year of economic doldrums and 4th of a bear market that has mauled more than $5 trillion in wealth. I first came to Manhattan at the height of the Giuliani age. Summer evening concerts in Central Park brimmed with dot-com tchotchkes, Palm Pilots, and enough silly rings and beeps to drive the finches mad. Every night, startups popped open crates of $100-a-bottle Cristal for the media. Office tech geeks bragged about buying Ovaltine on Priceline. Jobs were everywhere. Stock talk was everywhere. Thanks to bottomless expense accounts, Tony's Steakhouses kept selling out of those pricey triple-deckers of shrimp cocktail, lobster tails, and frisbee-sized oysters. Listen closely over cracking claws, and you would inevitably hear something about e-business solutions for the 21st century B2B. Everyone, including your NASDAQ-savvy waiter, was a believer. Good riddance, right? Enter 2003 in the post-9/11 sobriety. Madison Avenue's high-end boutique corridor is one big Potemkin village. No one is buying $900 handbags, except for maybe Donatella Versace. Ditto for $900 laptops, for that matter. 1,000 miles away in Miami, the caviar kiosk in my old neighborhood shopping mall has quietly morphed back into an ice cream stand. Elsewhere, everywhere, towering stacks of 401k statements sit unopened and collecting dust. Denial and retrenchment are in a bull market. As for all this talk of dividend relief and targeted tax cuts, well, that might get some of us to shell out for a lawnmower or area carpeting, but so what? Why can't we just cut to the chase and commence the next speculative binge? Prosperity, after all, is largely psychological. That's how the $50 billion dot-com of yesteryear with no profits and an overdrafted checking account can be worth squat now that it's finally in the black. Exuberance, heck, even if it was a tad irrational, still produced real jobs, benefits, and sense of well-being. Tons of it, actually. Why do you think we pay so much attention to consumer confidence figures? So then why not just wish things back up? We're only 3 years detached from euphoria, 3 short years. Surely you can go out and splurge a little. Talk up the NASDAQ at cocktail parties. Get a high-speed internet connection for that aforementioned lawnmower. Suddenly, your Palm Pilot will again chirp victorious odes to the new economy, and you'll finally make peace with your Fidelity statement over iced lobster. Voila! Instant boom! Just that optimism and mix. All we have to do is believe, America. Believe again! Did I mention how much I missed the bubble?
Robin Farzad is a staff writer for Smart Money magazine.